Trump-backed Joe Kent projected to defeat impeachment backer Jamie Herrera Butler in Washington State. By Wendell Hasebo on August 8, 2022. America First Republican Joe Kent is projected to defeat pro-Trump impeachment Republican Representative Jamie Herrera Butler in the Republican primary election in Washington State's 3rd Congressional District. Butler, one of three impeachment Republicans on Tuesday's ballot and the seventh to likely leave Congress after voting to impeach former President Donald Trump, was projected to lose to Kent late Monday evening by David Wasserman of the Cook Political Report with 92% of the vote reporting. Kent's projected victory represents as a stunning defeat for impeachment House Republicans. Kent will likely head to the general election to face Marie Perez, whom Kent has favored to defeat in the plus-5 red district, according to Wasserman. In 2021, 10 House Republicans voted to impeach Trump, but just 2 will likely remain in Congress after having taken on the former president. 4 opted to retire and not compete in a GOP primary, and with Representative Peter Myers, Army, primary loss on Wednesday and Representative Tom Rice's RSC, loss in June, only 2 impeachment Republicans could remain after next Tuesday's Wyoming election featuring Representative Liz Cheney and Trump-endorsed Harriet Hageman. Cheney's defeat later in August would solidify the 2021 impeachment vote as one of the most career-wrecking votes in congressional history. The impeachment Republicans who are projected to keep their seats are Reps. David Vallotto, RCA, and Dan Newhouse, RWE. Newhouse won his Tuesday primary in a safer red district, while Vallotto has advanced to the general election in a more contested district. The impeachment Republicans who did not bother to run in 2022 are Reps. Adam Kinzinger, REL, Anthony Gonzalez, RO, Fred Upton, Army, and John Kabko, RNY. Kent, a veteran who was ahead in the primary polls leading up to the primary election, championed causes during the campaign that included completing the southern border wall, conservation of Washington's lands while reducing red tape, ending endless wars, funding police, and combating China. "I want to go forward and fight because I want to fight, and I know how to fight," Kent stated. "This is for the future of our nation and the legacy that we will leave for our children. This is what is compelling me to run for office." Kent's likely defeat of Herrera Butler, a member since 2010, is a huge win for America First. Kent is projected to defeat Herrera Butler despite massive $4 million spending from outside PAC spending that backed the incumbent. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.